Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
All right, we're watching Rose, the first Christopher Eccleston and Billy Piper episode of Doctor Who, written by Russell T. Davis, who's coming back. Are we all excited? I'm a little bit excited. So the Doctor talks about the human race as being stupid apes rattling around on the surface of the planet. And which made me think that perhaps Time Lords are not descended from primates as we are. Like, we know they have two hearts, like they just look superficially like people. But, you know, we still have a lot of similarities to our primate cousins, our ancestors. So I'm wondering if maybe, so here's my theory, here's my other Time Lords descended from a different species theory. Maybe they don't look anything like what we think they look like. It's like, you know, the TARDIS we see as a police box, when in reality it's, you know, some dimensional portal to get to the other bit of the TARDIS, where it's bigger on the inside. So we see that as something that it's not meant to be. We hear things in English or whatever language I guess we're speaking when the, you know, when we're on a different planet and we hear the alien language is English, we go to a different country, we hear everything is English. So the TARDIS is able to fool our mind enough for us to hear a different language. So maybe this entire time, the Doctor has not even had two legs and two arms and a head. Like, maybe this is just a projection through the Doctor's own telepathic powers or the Time Lord's abilities that they only look like people when people are looking at them. Like, maybe to, you know, a rabbit person, they look like a rabbit. I don't know. It's a theory. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't explain why they can have x-rays and have two hearts. But it's just, yeah, maybe they don't look bipedal or anything. Like, it feels weird to be kind of calling the humans apes as if you're not one, when clearly they have the same kind of evolutionary, like, they're, you know, it's not like you would have the same kind of features if you weren't descended from a primate. Anyway, that's my theory. They're not lizard people. So that was my crazy theory about our Time Lords descended from apes. So Rose asks about the police box and the doctor's like, oh, it's a phone box in the 50s. It's a disguise. He's so excited about it. I love Christopher Eccleston because he just seems so delighted. It's like, it's a disguise. Like, you know, how cool is it? Like, it's rubbish. It's not disguised at all. And then the doctor explains about the nesting consciousness, which is controlling plastic. And he's like, it must have a giant transmitter near it. Like, you know, it'll be round and metal. And he talks about, like, he's got a tube of anti-plastic that he can use to defeat the nestings, the consciousness. It's just a blue liquid, basically. Apparently, the Nestanes have come to Earth because all of their planets, their feeding planets, have been destroyed in the war, the mysterious war going on beneath their feet. Rose points out the London Eye, and the doctor's like, what? And he's like, whatever this transmitter is, it must be huge but invisible. And Rose keeps pointing at the London Eye, the giant Ferris wheel that you can go and look at the Thames from. And eventually he's like, and goes, fantastic. And so they run over Westminster Bridge, past the Houses of Parliament. And the doctor's like, you know, imagine all of the plastic in the world being controlled. And he just reels off all the things that are plastic in the world. And Rose is like, breast implants. I mean, technically, aren't they silicon? Like, that's not plastic. Like, that's made from salt. it's like beach sand that's been made funny. But I guess it's a form of plastic. Maybe the Nestine's just anything vaguely rubbery they can get onto. But, yeah, I'm mad for the the breasticles that are going to be like, just imagine the housewives, the real housewives would just all become like half Auton. they find some weird service hatch under the London Eye down near the Thames, which goes into a weird caverny thing full of chains and ramps. And the doctor points out the nesting consciousness, which is this kind of blobby thing writhing in a vat. And Rose is like, all right, tip in the anti-plastic and let's go. And the doctor's like, I'm not just going to kill it. You're not going to reason with it. So he demands an audience under Section 15 of the Shadow Proclamation. And Rose, meanwhile, finds Mickey, who's just been lying on the thing. And the doctor goes down to the nesting blobby pit thing and says, you've come here via warp shunt technology, so how about you shunt off? He thinks he's hilarious. The Nestine grumbles and says, the doctor says, this is an invasion. There's no, that you can't be whinging about constitutional rights. At which point two mannequins come out of the dark and Rose is like, look out. They hold the doctor and remove the anti-plastic from his coat, the little tube, and the Nestine blob just goes blah, 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 blah. And the doctor said it was insurance. He wasn't going to use it. Then a door slides back to reveal the TARDIS. They've captured it and brought it down there. And the doctor's like, yeah, I was there. I fought in the war, but it wasn't my fault. I couldn't save your world. I couldn't save any of them. Ooh, this is the start of the Time War things. And I love how kind of tortured and guilty Eccleston plays this. Like, just, you know, like, I wanted to do something. I just, oh, it's so good. The doctor yells up to Rose that the Nestines have identified the TARDIS as superior technology, so they're going to the final phase and starting the invasion. He's like, get out, save yourself. Rose rings Jackie, of course, who's been at the police to get a compensation document from Rose. Then she's going to go off and do late night shopping and hangs up. Rose doesn't even get to warn her about anything. Then lightning shoots up from the Nestine blob, bursts open the roof. And the doctor's like, the activation signal, it's transmitting. The London Eye Ferris wheel thing starts pulsing out signals in big circles. Wah, 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 wah. Clive and his family are at the shops as the dummies come to life in the windows and start smashing their way out. And Jackie arrives at the shops to see the dummies are walking around. One of them detaches its hand from the middle and then shoots Clive with the Auton noise, the it's Clive, I guess he's done. The doctor's telling Rose to get out. She's like, but the stairs are gone. So Rose and Mickey go try and make it to the TARDIS, which they get to. And she's like, I don't have the key. Jackie sees the shop dummies shooting everyone, and so she runs off. Rose sees the anti-plastic is in the dummy's hand, and she looks up at the roof. Out in the street, Jackie's surrounded by shop window dummies shooting people, and behind her, three mannequins dressed as brides smash their way out of a shop and come towards her. Rose sees the doctor wrestling with the dummy that's holding him, and she stands up, and Mickey's like, leave him. And Rose, like, I don't have, Rose says, I don't have qualifications, but I do have a bronze in gymnastics from junior school. And just as the brides are detaching their hands to shoot Jackie, Rose swings on a chain, knocks the mannequin with the anti-plastic into the Nestine vat, and the doctor throws his dummy into the vat, and they get in the TARDIS and leave as the place explodes. As the anti-plastic is destroying everything. Everyone's going kablooey. It's all done and dusted. At that point, all the dummies in the street fall down and deactivate, so Jackie isn't killed. But the head of a bride dummy rolls around at the bottom of her feet. Then the TARDIS appears in a laneway, and Rose rings Jackie. He's like, don't go out of the house. It's not safe. And Rose is like, oh, she's okay, so hangs up on her. Mickey's freaking out, and Rose tells the doctor he'd be useless without her, and he offers her a trip in the TARDIS, saying it goes anywhere in the universe. And she's like, is it always this dangerous? And Mickey grabs onto her in terror, and he's like, yeah, it is. And she's like, well, I've got to find my mom and look after this guy. And the doctor's like, okay, see you around, and shuts the door. And it takes off, and wind blows everywhere, which is where I imagine all of the adventures he had that we saw in Clive's thing, this is when they happen. And then he comes back and goes, oh, did I also mention it travels in time? And Rose says, thanks to Mickey. And he's like, thanks for what? And she said, yeah, exactly, and runs into the TARDIS. And that's the end of the episode. All right, I would love your thoughts, your theories. Theory at adamrichard.com.au, patreon.com/AdamRichard, and the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. Wherever you want to send me a message, I will be happy to hear them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.